Howdy, howdy, howdy. This is Yank and Hank from Gamers Radio, found at yankandhank.com. Today we're coming to you with a special 16-minute episode. This is sort of a makeup episode. Consider it the makeup test for school, because we weren't able to create an episode in time for last weekend. So we thought, hey, we've got to give you something to munch on for this week until next Sunday when we'll have our next show. So Aaron and I did a little phone conversation, and it's just us testing out sort of some new ideas for recording since our old method sort of went down the tubes. So what we did with this episode was I called up Air on my cell phone, and we both had microphones hooked up to our computers and recorded our own conversations separately. So the audio quality might be a little messed up, it might not be synced up correctly, but it'll have to do for now. We're still looking for solutions on how to create a three-way call between Air and I and Mocker without using Skype. Skype is okay between Mocker and I, but Air isn't able to do it with a decent quality. We're also having some Skype issues with echoes when we go to record it. If anyone has any solutions for calling out to a phone line from a computer for free, please email us at admin@yankadank.com. For now, that's all we have to say, so I'm going to go ahead and play the episode from today, and I think we're going to call this episode number 5.9. It's going to be fun if we get, like, if we try to three-way with, like, Mocker, because he wouldn't be able to hear the other side of the conversation. There has to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, I'm thinking the laser voicemail box would probably work if you want to try that.
Yeah, but then y'all... Well, I just said y'all. That's so southern. You get, this weird, like, phone quality audio.
Well, we are on the phone. One of us would end up sounding like it either way unless we record like this. Which, who knows how this is going to come out.
Yeah, I'm curious how it's going to come out, though. Because it might turn out decent. I think I read about this in another podcast, and they said it came out okay.
Well, another good thing about the, laser voicemail box, if people couldn't download it, they could call up the phone number and listen to the greeting, and there's the show.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's not a bad idea there.
Just like Default Daily, which is how I used to listen to it. It's a lot easier.
I didn't know they offered that. That's a really cool idea.
Yep, every show they would get a new phone number, so I think they left it on there for like 4 or 5 days or something. And then they would use it for a new show. So it had like 10, 15 numbers.
I just signed up for one voicemail just for so people can leave messages and we can insert their little voicemail into the show as show notes or something like that.
On the website? K7.net?
Actually, I think I'm using J2 for that one. Oh. K7 I'm using for just testing purposes for what you think would be good with it for the entire long intro.
The one I'm talking about is the laser voicemail, and you have to call up a phone number to get a number for that. You can't register online. You call up the number and then go through this like simple process of telling them who you are, which you can make up. It's like, are you male or female? What's your age? And then they ask you something about some ad, and then you say yes, and they give you a phone number.
Do they really have to ask if you're male or female?
Yeah, they ask you, like, a couple of stupid questions so they get a rough idea of what group of people is using this, their service.
So for the next show, I think we're going to have, I haven't talked to Mocker in a while. He hasn't been online when I'm online. I think it's because he's playing World of Warcraft like crazy.
Yeah, I bet. You'll probably never talk to him again.
Yeah, he's gone. At least until the servers are down for World of Warcraft.
I'll give it a little bit of time because they have a lot of server troubles.
I have a couple awesome, like little comic strips that I found online lately. You've probably seen them. They're probably really popular. I just, for some reason, I didn't come across them until this morning at like 4 in the morning.
PennyArcade.com?
What is it?
PennyArcade.com?
No. It's, I don't know the websites off the top of my head, but one of them is, like, a cat that likes to play video games.
I've never heard of it.
Doesn't ring a bell. You'll love it. They do, like all their things are video game based or something's related to that. Then another one is like two guys and this one guy's girlfriend, and it's like a comic series, and they do a lot of video game stuff, and every once in a while they'll toss in technology stuff, like how much G4 Tech TV sucks.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, G4 Tech TV now has a podcast. It's like the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, that's why everybody hates that channel so much. I guess I wasn't around for the dark times whenever they switched over to all their crappy gaming shows, but I think their crappy gaming shows are kind of decent.
I hate the new format because I got rid of the two shows that I liked. I liked Call for Help only every once in a while because that's sort of for the non-techies trying to become a techie. And then the Screensavers was awesome back in the day when they had Yoshi and Leo Laporte.
Yeah.
But when Comcast took over the company, they pretty much kicked out everyone who was okay, and they signed new contracts with these young kids thinking they'll attract a bigger audience. So now it's like pretty much video games, but they're sort of changing it around and getting rid of the entire Tech TV portion. And it's a shame because it's one of the best shows on TV.
If there's only two shows that I like, that's X-Play and Arena.
Yeah, X-Play is okay, except for Morgan Webb's entire, like...
Manjaw.
Yeah, the Manjaw, and Adam Sessler is annoying, but I suppose that's just his character for the show.
Yeah.
What about, have you ever tried the one where it's two guys who just rate the video games? It's Judgment Day, that's what it's called.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That one's not too bad because they go pretty in-depth in the video games. It's better than X-Play where they just touch the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, but most of the time if they don't like the game, they give you like no overview at all. It's some crappy feature of the game expressed for 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. But in Judgment Day, they will actually go in-depth in it even if they hate it, and then they'll rip it apart at the end and the guy will be like, I give it a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, there was this local gaming show, Tampa Bay Gamers Unleashed,
mm-hmm.
and it started sometime during the summer, I'm guessing, and I caught it around the middle of its time, and I watched it for like 2 weeks, and now it's off the air. But the guy that was hosting the show, he's like this crazy gamer guy here in Tampa, he is now an announcer for UPN here at Tampa. So they kept him and just got rid of the show, which kind of sucks.
I remember TBS used to play something at like 2 in the morning. It'd be like this video game show, and I only saw it a few times before it ended up getting kicked off the air or something. But it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's where I first seen Robot Wars, and now Tech TV has that, and it's all retarded.
Yeah, I hate Robot Wars. It was okay for like the first,
yeah, the
five
first couple
episodes
seasons
I watched.
The first couple on PBS were pretty cool, but then they got all crazy. It's
yeah,
right after
then
Comedy Central
got it.
Yeah, right after Comedy Central, Robot Wars just went to hell. It was all retarded.
Yeah. But we had an email from someone at the site. He wants to talk about Guild Wars, so we're going to invite him on the next show. Or we might just have him send in a little audio blog about what's going on in the beta test for that. He also gave me a key so I can join in this weekend for the beta test.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with them, but everyone else does like, okay, 2 months, this is our beta test, and it's over. They're like just picking weekends, like, okay, all weekend you can play, and then it's over. So I don't know if they're keeping the accounts, that, like some dude that played 2 weekends ago has to restart or not, but that seems kind of weird that they're just picking weekends.
It is a little unusual, but... they're probably just trying to test, instead of taking 1 week where it's a lot of people and having like a medium amount of server load throughout an entire week, you just, if you say you can only do it these 3 days, there will be a huge amount of server load. So they really get to test like the amount of stress it can have on it.
Yeah. But I like one thing about it, and that's one thing that I hated about EverQuest 2. Whenever you're playing Guild Wars during character selection, it's downloading everything you need for the game.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes. And, like, it doesn't download things you're going to need at the end of the game. It downloads things in order that you're going to need it. So you're just running around through town and, like, Noob Island or whatever, and it's still downloading stuff. So you don't ever have to sit and wait. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, lots of people are really pumped up about that feature. It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it
sucks. I can't wait to get to check this game out, though. The graphics look awesome.
I haven't seen any graphics, but I'm guessing it looks kind of decent.
I can't wait to talk to Mocker, because I found a few hilarious World of Warcraft sort of wallpapers. You have to check out the picture gallery next time you're on my site. I only stuck two of them on there, because the other ones were, like, use the F word and stuff like that, and I tried to keep the age level down, so I don't want to be swearing up a storm on the show or anything.
Alright.
But it's, like, one of them is about herbalism, and it does a reference towards marijuana. And the other one, there's one that I didn't post that is about fishing and how boring it is and why would anyone ever choose it. And the other one, which is probably my favorite, is about the skinning talent in World of Warcraft.
Oh,
where the guy's, like, covered in all this blood, and he's like, this wasn't in the manual.
That's awesome.
It's pretty hilarious. But I got all those from one of these comic book sites. They're on the top two links that I just added to the site. So if you look on the right-hand panel, it's somewhere in there. Check it out. It's really awesome stuff, too. They do lots of Zelda references.
That's something that bothers me. It seems like all the funny people that do, like, that stuff are playing World of Warcraft. I don't know if I just don't know where to look, but I haven't found anything that's EverQuest 2 related that's funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
I was looking around on the screenshot forum on their website, on, like, thestation.com, and they tried, but they're not doing it. It's like, the one thing I've seen was this bear. And whenever you're just in the bear form, your head moves around and you look at different things. And they waited until his head was in a bucket and he was eating fish. And then he looked up at the camera and it was this whole thing. And I was like, wow, it's the best you could do. And it was all paint shop, like MS Paint. And I was like, come on, this is ridiculous. I want to see something funny. And then I look over at World of Warcraft and we have like dancing gnomes to crazy music.
Yeah. I love watching those videos.
Yeah, they do some good stuff.
I can't wait till our next show, because I'm going to go in depth about the Halo videos I've been watching. I pretty much spent like a full weekend, like 3 days, watching all these Halo videos from Halo 1 and Halo 2, and they're like cheat videos and things like that. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on that you wouldn't think would be possible.
Yeah, I want to get a video, well, TV tuner card, PCI slot for my other computer, because I only have one box that would have an AGP slot, so I'm going to have to see if I can find one, and if I can, I'd like to start recording some EverQuest 2 videos, show like some crazy battles and stuff.
I'm using a Radeon All-in-Wonder 9600 Pro.
Yeah, well, you're playing on the Xbox. And then
yeah.
Recording it. I can't do that. I have to take it out of the box and record. Because if I tried to record on the box, I'd have to be playing something like Half-Life. Because already, it puts my processor at 100%.
What type of processor are you running?
AMD Athlon 2500. Not Barton.
My roommate, his motherboard just broke on him the other day.
That sucks.
Yeah, so he's out. He went to Best Buy, and they're going to charge him $200 to replace it.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I could probably... I just told him, give me $80, I'll buy you a new one, and I'll install it for you.
Yeah, depending on what he has, you could get it done for under $100.
Yeah,
and
easily.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. There's like 5-6 things you have to plug in, and there's no way you could plug them up wrong. The only thing that could go wrong is putting the processor on. And even then, you'd have to be, like, 5 to mess it up, because they've made it so simple with all these little levers. And
yeah, it's pretty much stick the two levers in the opposite directions. I put my computer together from scratch. It's a Frankenstein box. Right now, I have the side door. It's, like, supposed to be see-through, and it has, like, plexiglass or whatever the hell they use on the side. And I tried to ship it home and back in my luggage when I went home for winter break.
That thing's not very strong. I bet it broke.
Yeah, I realized the plexiglass wasn't the strongest material because it completely cracked on my way back. So
ouch.
I just completely took off my side door, so my case is sitting exposed right now.
I bet that's loud.
Yeah, it's not a good idea with the amount of hair floating around in this room.
Yeah.
My room, you think Sasquatch lived in my room? There's so much hair.
Well, how many people do you have in that room all the time?
My roommate and I, that's it.
Well, that's more than most people, just having one person in that room. I always have mosquitoes. I don't know how they get in there, but I always find like two or three dead mosquitoes every once in a while. Just laying in there, I'm like, that can't be good.
I'm surprised we don't have cockroaches everywhere, because we are like the biggest slobs of all time.
Just, you wake up and one of your fans has stopped and you see a chopped up cockroach laying at the bottom of your box. Where it was crawling across and fell through a fan.
Okay, I think I'm going to call it for the episode, because we have to see if this entire syncing up thing is going to work.
Yeah, I don't know how good my end's going to work, because this mic is kind of quiet. So.
Are you using Audacity to record this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome, man.
See if I can change the quality a little bit, get it decent before I send it to you.
Yeah, keep it a decent quality, and I'll downgrade it when I get the other end.
All right.
Okay, so we'll do another show sometime this weekend, but for now, that's it for this episode.
All right. Sounds good. Later.